2025 International Chinese Speaking Conference. Week 3. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Acts 2:38. And Peter said to them, "Repent and each one of you be baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:13. In one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and were all given to drink one spirit. Concerning baptism, the New Testament reveals that we have been baptized into the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, into Christ, into the death of Christ, and into the body of Christ. We need to exercise our entire being in order to have a proper understanding of such a wonderful baptism. Such a baptism into the divine name, a living person, an effective death, and a living organism, puts the believers into a position where they can experience an organic union with Christ. Today's reading. Whenever we are about to baptize people, we should give them a rich, living message on the meaning of baptism. We should never baptize believers in a ritualistic way, regarding baptism as a mere act of putting people into the water according to the Bible. If people hear a rich word on the meaning of baptism and have the hearing of faith, they will earnestly desire to be baptized. Then, as we baptize them, we should exercise our faith to realize that we are not only baptizing them into the water but baptizing them into a spiritual reality. As we immerse them into the water, we immerse them into the triune God as the all-inclusive Spirit. When a person is baptized into the triune God, he enters into an organic union, which is able to transform his whole being. By means of our organic union with the triune God, we are one with the triune God, and the triune God is one with us. To put on Christ is to clothe ourselves with Christ, to put on Christ as a garment. On the one hand, in baptism we are immersed into Christ, on the other hand, in baptism we put on Christ. Christ, the living Spirit, is the water of life. Hence, to be baptized into Christ is to be immersed into Him as the Spirit. When a person is immersed into Christ, he automatically puts on Christ as his clothing. This means that the baptized one has become one with Christ, having been immersed into Him and having become clothed with Him. If Christ were not the life-giving Spirit, there would be no way for us to be baptized into Christ. For us to be baptized into Christ, Christ must be the pneuma, the air, the Spirit all around us. We cannot be baptized into a Christ who is only in the heavens. But we can be baptized into the Christ who is the pneuma, the Spirit. This is proved by 1 Corinthians 12:13, where we are told that in one Spirit we were baptized into one body. The Spirit here is the all-inclusive, processed triune God. In the Spirit, the processed triune God, we have been baptized into one body. Therefore, for us to be baptized into such a divine reality, Christ must be the life-giving Spirit. Whenever we baptize others, we should tell them that the triune God is the processed life-giving Spirit is all around them and that they need to be baptized, immersed, into the reality of this divine person. It is significant that at the end of chapter 3 of Galatians Paul concludes with a word about being baptized into Christ and putting on Christ. We should not be concerned with whether or not we have spoken in tongues but with whether or not we have been baptized into Christ and have put on Christ. Our concern should be that we have become one with Christ. I can testify strongly that I have been baptized into Christ and that I am wearing Him as my clothing, my covering. I have the full assurance that I am one with him and that he is one with me. I have the divine life, I am in the divine person, and the divine person is one with me. This is the end of today's morning revival.